Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, we take an introductory look at the practice of organic farming in Jamaica. Stay tuned to find out more, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
Chikungunya is a disease caused by a virus spread by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Symptoms include fever, severe joint pains, headache, muscle pains, nausea, fatigue, and rash. Persons at risk for severe symptoms are infants, the elderly, women in the late stage of pregnancy, and persons with underlying medical conditions. Go to your doctor or nearest health center if you experience these symptoms. For further information, call 1-888-1-LOVE or 1-888-663-5683. A message from the Ministry of Health.
What is organic farming? For those who don't know, organic farming is vegetable and livestock production using natural sources of ingredients and farming techniques which do not harm the environment.
It is really simply growing your crops in a way that is environmentally sustainable and healthy. So we avoid the use of synthetic pesticides, which of course you know are killers. We don't use synthetic fertilizers because they don't have much organic content. We don't cut down trees. Deforestation is a no-no in organic.
Treasurer for the Jamaica Organic Agricultural Movement, Raymond Martin. He shares some of the common practices in organic agriculture.
What we tend to do is agroforestry. We plant among trees. There will be some disturbance, yes, but we try to minimize the destruction of the forest and put in place soil conservation measures. So some of the do's, soil conservation, biodiversity, so we introduce diversity in the system. Flowering plants are important. The flowers attract natural enemies and that therefore helps to manage your pests. We leave habitats for predators, so like your frogs. We may do a frog bath and the frogs can control the slugs. So organic really is about growing in harmony with the environment.
Mr. Martin is convinced that organic farming is not only a viable method of farming, but a necessary one as well, considering the negative impact that some traditional farming practices are having on the environment.
The way we do business now is hurting us in the long term. Because guess what? We're damaging our soils. Our soils are not able to support us indefinitely. So we avoid the use of synthetic pesticides. So therefore, they not only kill the pests that affect the crop, they also kill natural enemies of the insects that regulate their population. Kills honeybees. And in fact, there's talk that the collapse that is happening now with the colony may be linked to that, the use of synthetic pesticides.
As Mr. Martin sees it, organic farming is growing in popularity. And it's only a matter of time before it becomes the primary method of agriculture.
So here's a challenge. If we continue as we are now, we won't be able to feed ourselves in the future. So where we see it going, we will transition to that as the only option.
And now our proverb of the day. Wadag see and bark all night, ram goat see and no trouble him. Translation, what a dog sees makes it bark all night. A ram goat sees it, but it doesn't bother him. This means people are affected by and behave differently in similar situations.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Come now. Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
My brethren, the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife, with a blessed life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
And on that note, we wrap up this morning's program. We invite you to join us again next time. Also, remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. I'm Prince Moore for producer Vaughn Davis and studio engineer Andre Palmer, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.